Hey, and we're coming back into the second hour. I should apologize for the line today. I'm strictly on the BlackBerry phone here. I've moved house, and I'm getting my new internet in on this Thursday, so next week will be a better transmission for Sam and people listening. I'll just giving out the number. Sam will have to give me a problem. Anybody phones in, if you have anything to add to these subjects, the phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm just waiting through this general police state carry-on and all the different elements that are part of it, and one of them is the cashless society, which they're sneakily getting hardly any publicity in the media. I mean, it's shocking. They're withdrawing the large denomination notes in France, Sweden, in India. They've wiped them out completely. But in India, which is a peasant economy, they're going, the country's going to be flooded with US dollars, and the back economy will expand 10 times, 100 times. I mean, that's such a crass decision by the government there. But anyway, this guy, I'm writing this article in an activist post, is saying, Jeff Thomas, in recent months I've warned repeatedly that since confiscation of deposits will take place, we must assume that banks will additionally raid safe deposit boxes as stated in the above list. Some banks being, beginning with JP Morgan Chase, place limits on what forms of wealth can be placed in safe deposits boxes. Since then, Greece has taken this one step further. In future, Greek citizens will be required to declare cash exceeding 15,000 euros. Jewelry and precious stones valued on over 30,000 euros. And the location of the safe deposit box is the location of the safe deposit box in which they are stored. I mean, that's insane. Giving a total right to the bank to steal your money in a crisis. Because under bail-in legislation, the government can slice your account by whatever percentage they like. That's the law of the land in the Western world today, folks. I've done a piece on that, but I'll do a major piece on it in the near future. The declaration is fraught with difficulties for the depositor, as he bears the obligation to accurately appraise each item. Should authorities disagree with the appraisal of, say, grandma's diamond brooch, the depositor would be suspect and may face confiscation. Ooh. And it's a state wealth control, and this is the risk of a digital cash economy. On phase two, once phase two is completed, state wealth control will exist. And again, this prediction will seem, first glance, to be Orwellian, a mere fiction. But then, less than a year ago, the war on cash was regarded by only a few as being even within the realm of possibility, let alone right around the corner. And so it is with phase two of this plan. Now that the phase one is in motion, it's accepted as an unsettling reality, but phase two is an obvious sequel. That's the way he writes this. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're fair with the audio. Although most anyone who's paying attention recognizes that phase one is in motion. Anyway, the phase two is create a definite false flag event that demonstrates how physical cash is the primary means of funding evil acts in the world. Declare a date at which paper currencies will become illegal. Until that date, it can be deposited into a bank. After that date, it becomes criminal to possess it. Yes. Once all cash has been deposited in banks, increase negative interest rates. Yeah, they're paying you for depositing. Confiscation of deposits can then be implemented as desired by banks. Confiscation of deposits is already legal in Canada, the US, and the EU. And it says confiscate contents of selected safe deposit boxes under the conditions that they decide. And voluntary taxation, all taxation will in future be by direct debit. Here's what you own. We've already taken it out of your account. Yeah. Declare money to be the property of the state that issued it. The people are allowed to trade in it, but it's not truly theirs. The state therefore can freeze the confiscated funds of any amount. That will be the law of the land in the digital cashless economy, folks. That's how bad it will be. There's one other article, and then I'll lay off this cash as we go on to Paul Craig or Dr. Next. But bank seeks monopoly over economy. Cash has been gradually taken away. Writing this just about a year ago, and I was saying, Oxlava, there is a war for the extermination of cash. It is the ultimate monopoly game, but there are those who are that are willing to put up the fight to keep cash in the game. The powers that be on Wall Street and in the central banks are aiming to eliminate paper money in large part to continue sustaining and even intensifying the central bank's nightmarish experiment with negative interest rates, a doubly dangerous effort at economic control, or the control of people, economy, the whole lot. And banks tend to have all of the control as digital transactions flow through their institutions, closely monitored and accumulating fees, penalties and charges that enrich the banks and hold customers hostage, that's basically it. As Europe moves to take the 500 euro note out of circulation, which was put in there to facilitate the drug dealers, by the way, former Treasury Secretary and enabler of past crisis has called for an end to the celebrated $100 note outlaws, gangsters, and all those who would oppose the New World Order, economic order. This is kind of history, and it's just ridiculous. But anyway, the cashless economy, folks, you've got to be prepared to stand up and fight to keep cash in circulation. The Paul K. Grumpus, who reviews very accurately modern day economies and history of what is going on, he says, congratulations to the CIA for assembling the world's largest collection of media prostitutes in its CNN brothel. And that's well put. And it says, Russian foreign ministry spokesman to CNN, stop spreading lies and fake news. Well, they are the purveyors of fake news on a shocking scale, as is ABC, CNN, NBC. It says here, March 3rd, 2017, informing Information Clearinghouse. The start of this article. Okay. It says, I have a question, it says. Is it rock bottom, which the US media has reached, or is there even greater depths for them to dive? Bakalova said, this Russian reported, the things that the US media affords itself to report are just an attempt at a total disinformation of the public in America and worldwide. Bakalova explains, adding that the US audience is, of course, the main target. During the exchange, which was caught on camera and posted below, she laid into CNN asking them to stop spreading lies and fake news. And it's a header of an article that has disappeared into a video site. But in the same way, Paul Kernovitz is saying, the looting machine that's called capitalism, I have this article collected here now. Paul Kernovitz, I have come to the conclusion that capitalism is successful primarily because it can impose the majority of its costs associated with its economic activities on outside parties and on the environment. In other words, capitalists make profits because their costs are externalized and borne by others. In the US, society and the environment have to pick up the tab produced by capitalist activity. In the past, when critics raised the question about external costs, that is, costs that are external to the company, although produced by the company's activities, economists answered that it was not really a problem because those harmed by the activity could be compensated for the damages that they suffered. All the government has written better articles than this, but anyway. This statement was intended to reinforce the claim that capitalism serves the general welfare. However, and the extremely primitive nature of American property rights meant that rarely would those suffering harm be compensated. The apologists for capitalism saves the system in abstract but not in reality. Okay. And he says, my recent article, The Destruction of the Inlet Leach, made it clear that to me that very little, if any, of the real estate development underway would be profitable if the external costs imposed on existing property, some of the local taxes. Oh, external costs. Consider just a few examples. When a taller house is constructed in front of one of less height, the gulf view of the latter is preempted. The damage to the property value of the house whose view is being blocked is immense. Would the developer build such a tall structure if the disadvantages existing property had to be compensated? Which claim is that? Well, I don't know. When the house is built that can sleep 20 or 30 people next to a family, the case is home or residence, the noise and congestion destroys the family's ability to enjoy their own property. They had to be compensated for their loss. Would the hotel disguised as a single family dwelling have been built. Walton County, Florida, is so unconcerned about these vacancies that it has permitted construction and structures that can accommodate 30 people, but provide only 3 parking spaces. Where do these rental guests park? How many residents will find themselves blocked in their own driveways of Florida? God the hell, we like California. I mean, we've turned into detail here about legal spaces that we think he's going to do. But our third article that's written here is Trump now a captive of the police state, and he has laid this out very well. When the gullible and insolent American public and the prostitutes who participate in the deceptions permitted by the deep state could get away with the fairy tale that a few Saudi Arabians under the direction of Osama bin Laden, but without the support of any government or intelligence agencies, were able to outwit the entirety of the Western alliance and Israeli Mossad and deliver the greatest humiliation in history to the world's only superpower, so about 9/11, by making the entirety of the US government dysfunctional on September 11th, 2001. Washington learned that it could only get away with anything, any illegal and treasonous act, any lie, the gullible Western population would believe anything that they were told. Not only insolent Americans, but much of the world accepts that any statement out of Washington is as the truth despite the evidence. It's like the BBC quoting the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Associated Press, which are despicable outlets of news. And the BBC quoting NASA and climate change. Like NASA climbed up, is signed up to the propaganda of climate change. If Washington said it's Washington's vassal, in Germany, France, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Netherlands, Belgium, and Japan, assents to the obvious lie as if it were the obvious truth. So did the CIA purchase media of vassal states, collection of horrors. From what journalists here who are CIA assets, who prefer CIA substitutes to the truth. When Obama inherited the deep state's agenda from George W. Bush, he set up Syria's Assad for a regime change by repeating for many months that if Assad used chemical weapons in the civil war that Washington had sent ISIS to conduct, Assad would have crossed the red line that Obama had drawn and would, as a consequence, face the invasion by the U.S. military. But just as Iraq had been invaded based on Washington's lie about weapons of mass destruction. Well, the chemical weapons there were in an ISIS store that was hit by Assad's aircraft. It was an ISIS chemical weapon. Having burnt this idea into the feeble minds of the Western populations, Obama then arranged for a chemical weapon to be exploded in Syria and blamed it on Assad. Thus, the red line has been crossed, and the insolent West was told the America would invade. So, it's a little bit of detail here. But, again, you're just pointing out all Greg Roberts. Trump is playing along with this line as well in this multi-billion-dollar deal for Saudi Arabia, which is an absolute disgrace. Saudi Arabia are financing the mosques being built in countries all over Europe, and these mosques and these members have weapons. Where are these weapons going to end up? As we're treating Saudi Arabia as an ally of the States is just beyond comprehension. It really is. It's just leaves me speechless. But we read an article, repeated a few weeks ago, the New York Times is cheerleading the computer data ability to use algorithms for censorship. Google are using them already to rewrite the entire structure of information industry and search engines that you're getting largely propaganda and doctored information censored. And as well as this, Al Gore is looking for $15 trillion, and mentioned this before, to fight the imaginary climate change. $15 trillion this time. And this really starts to fall out. Because it is kind of a lot. He just won't give up, because he's a very wealthy man now, having made massive money out of carbon credits. His very own propaganda machine. But naturally, he's... J.D. Hayes writes international news. Some things never go away as much as you want them, may want them to. Bad pennies, the odor of dog stuff on your shoe after you step in it in Jimmy Pyle, the Clintons Al Gore on the same list. As for the latter, the former vice president has figured out how much money he needs to find the root of its climate change problem. $15 trillion. That's $15 trillion. What's even funnier or sadder, depending on how you look at it, Gore says that the amount of money does not pose a major macroeconomic challenge. Really. In Al Gore's 2007 petition, that all Arctic guys will be gone by 2014, now proven to be totally wrong. As reported in the Daily Caller, Gore is part of a new organization, the Energy Transitions Commission. Ooh, another organization, the Energy Transitions Commission, comprised of executives who are committed to fighting global warming and climate change that they insist, as to all hoaxes, is being caused by human activities. The group has just published a new report claiming that if countries would only pony up $600 billion a year collectively for the next 20 years, then that would fund green energy development and improve energy-efficient infrastructure. Well, a couple of vicious volcanoes and we're back to square one again. That's the reality. That's how the dinosaurs are wiped out. In addition, the report says additional investments of around $300 to $600 billion per annum would not pose a major macroeconomic challenge, says he, in attempting to meet the climate change objectives laid out in the Paris Accords. But Trump is quite right to pitch that this week. That's just a form of propaganda for the multinationals and investors to make money out of carbon credits. Your carbon footprint is now a product in the derivative market. The Daily Caller notes further, ETC, this new organization, the Energy Transition Group, it's great to thank myself, yet another organization to hunt from. EDC is made of energy executives, activists, leaders, and investment bankers, including former Vice President Al Gore, who would no doubt get a piece of the trillions of dollars they are calling for, of course. EDC's goal is to accelerate change towards a low-carbon energy system that enables robust economic development and limit global warming. The EGC's report comes out as the Trump administration is considering whether or not to stay in the Paris Agreement, etc., etc., etc. This is like comedy. Speaking like with the brass neck of Gore to keep this going. But he's on a money tree, that's fine. Speaking, and of course, the mainstream media with him. He gets away with it. Speaking of Gore and his bank account, the former vice president has done quite well for himself since leaving the West Wing. When he filed public financial disclosure forms during his failed 2000 presidential bid, his net worth was somewhere in the region of $700,000, up to a maximum of 1.9. Today it's around $300 million. Isn't that nice? 300% increase in his wealth. Speaking at events and buying share options in carbon credits. $300 million is worth now. That's the absolute proof of Al Gore, who and what he is. Today it's around $300 million. Thanks to selling the stake in currently the failed left-wing cable network to Al Jazeera and other investments. Gore's most recent claim to fame was an ill-sourced, wholly inaccurate documentary film called An Inconvenient Truth. That there was a round bit in here because the liberal lefty teachers union wanted every child to have a copy of that, and that was blocked finally. But a baseless piece of global warming propaganda that has more holes in it than the current U.S.-Mexican border. Nevertheless, it is upon this false premise that Gore and the ETC now want to fleece rich nations and enrich themselves financially and through heightened political relevance and status. But in the age of Trump, who appointed Scott Pruitt, a major skeptic of the Hitler beliefs, human activity causing global warming is being blown apart. Anyway, we're coming after the break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And we're going back in for the short piece up to the bottom of the hour. We're just trying to expose, as if it was not already done, Al Gore, the brass neck of this guy, and sure he is for the Illuminati, looking for $15 trillion to supposedly save us from global warming. I wish. He was a brass neck of this guy. He said, in the age of Trump, who appointed Scott Pruitt, a major skeptic of the cult-like belief that human activities cause causing the planet to warm, to head up the EPA, and who was considering ditching the Paris Accord, Gore has become more irrelevant than ever. And he said, related Al Gore, big government eco charlatan, who is poised to become the world's fifth carbon billionaire. That's what he's doing, basically. That said, there are clearly some forces, many unexpected, that are pushing Trump to keep the U.S. abiding in the Paris Accord. Even though it was agreed by the president, by President Obama, and not sent to the U.S. Senate for ratification as a treaty like it was supposed to be. Good. J.B. Hay, you want to clean up the edit himself a bit. All these forces is Shell Oil, and they run Nigeria, by the way, and the government there, which is a major producer of natural gas, believed to be in the alternative fuel of choice in combining emissions. Shell is even helping to fund ETC. But there is more here than meets the eye. The Daily Caller publication notes that Shell is hawking increased natural gas use as a way to curb atmospheric emissions. ETC's reports targets coal emissions, calling for a rapid increase in unabated coal consumption a peak of oil in the 2020s and the continued role for gas providing. Gas-provided methane mixtures are reduced significantly. Well, the oil industry want the coal industry screwed, just like Margaret Thatcher shut down the coal industry to make the gas industry profitable here and just destroyed thousands of jobs in the process. It says, like Bohr, it seems other players involved in the ETC, just to revive what that ETC name is, the last few pages, the Energy Transition Commission, this is another absolutely fictional organization, really. It seems other players involved in the ETC plan to clinch trillions of dollars from the national treasuries of rich nations, alternative motives other than the environment. Well, the oil industry involved again, red lights flashing, folks, red lights flashing. And who's on there? Alan Gore, trying to be the first carbon billionaire. But one thing that's really related to this is weather geoengineering, and we had on an outstanding guy a few weeks ago, Jim Lee, which was one brief hour, and his outstanding organization, website he's developed, at climateviewer.com, climateviewer.com. We will have Jim on the program soon. And I correct this bad transmission today. I apologize for that. It's a bad BlackBerry transmission only, but I'll have my computer back, internet back in a new location next week. But Jim Lee is exposing this third dimension of global warming. It's geoengineering, which has been going on for 100 years. The first test was done in 1915. And there's global warfare going on with global weather modification. And all the schmucks discussing global warming never refer to this. A big part of what's going on. And it's just dropped out of the system. And I come to Jim, I'll talk to him in a second. This is an article here by Captain Romovich, not a great writer. Is weather geoengineering working overtime? Snowfall in Zimbabwe. My next door townhouse neighbor are an Indian couple. The husband was raised in Zambia, Africa. His parents still live there. The other evening, while having a neighborhood, able to chat off our respective back patios, he told me about the snowfall in Zambia. What he said, yes, it's true, I have a photograph. He had a photograph which his family emailed of us, Zambian children playing in the snow. What a thrill for those kids. I could not let that go by without having my readers see it and believe it. And she has it here. Well, that's where the system can be moved around, and they can move tornadoes around. And but do go to the site, climateviewer.com. Climateviewer.com. It is an outstanding, easy, very quick read site of all the evidence about government manipulation of weather systems. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the outbreak, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again at the bottom of the hour. And I'm just moving on to Jim Lee's site here because we'll have him on in a week or two's time. And he is the definitive expert. I've no doubt about this. He's an outstanding guy over there in North Carolina, is it? And he has devoted many, many years of his life to defining and finding out, researching what chemtrails are. And his site is climateviewer.com. And I'll just read one of his key articles here. It's very, very good. He says, I've been researching the chemical phenomenon of chemtrails for over 3 years now, and this is written way back, and I'm constantly asked the same questions. So to alleviate much personal grief and provide a singular source of accuracy information, I have created this frequently asked questions for you to share. And the first one is, there is barium and aluminium in chemtrails. The predominant source of anthropogenic aluminium in rain on soil samples are raining down from space. Blame the rockets. Each time a space shuttle is launched, the solid rocket booster releases 240 tons of HCI gas, 26 tons of chlorine gas, and 7 tons of nitrogen dioxide gas, and 304 tons of aluminium oxide, and 304 tons of aluminium oxide into the atmosphere. That is shocking. The resultant hydrochloric acid dissolves 8 inches of concrete on the launch pad and raises the concentration of hydrochloric acid nearby lakes to 3 meters, reducing massive fish kills in the ocean and destroys paint on cars, leading chemists believe that HCI gas is a major contributor to the holes in the ozone layer. So see the space shuttle exhausted aluminium oxide and measured particle size distribution, blah, blah, blah. It's a little technical jargon here. He said, let's see what to attack this article. This article comes from NASA and the Langley Research Center in Hampton. The rocket propellant has barely changed in the more than 50 years since the launch of the first artificial satellite Sputnik, but a new mixture of nano-aluminium powder and frozen water would make rocket launches more environmentally friendly, even allow spacecraft to refuel at distant locations such as the Moon or Mars. The aluminium ice propellant, known as ALICE, gets its kick from a chemical reaction between water and aluminium. And that's on space.com. The interactions between aluminium exhaust and water have been studied since 1962's project High Water with Atlas rockets. These rockets dumped 23,000 gallons of water into the ionosphere, to make it glow, air glow. Aluminium interacts with the ionosphere to produce air glow, as does water releases. It does not surprise me that Alice combines the two. Here's why. Okay, there's a video there. Okay. Also, the term green propellant is often confusing, as many assume a green propellant has no environmental impact. Such a propellant is generally beyond the realm of physical possibility. All propellants correctly viewed as one that seeks to minimize or eliminate a critical environment impact in one or more of the former areas. Okay. A green propellant is likely to have its own environmental impacts, which may be equal to the current technologies. Anyway, nanoparticles stream. They are now using particle aluminium to boil frozen water. But of course, in Alice rockets, and we have to consider the possibility of this technology as it pertains to chemicals. Anyway, some of these rocket launches are totally destructive. And as Terry Parker's article is saying, a large silicon aluminium aerosol plume in central Illinois and the North African desert in 1995, during this summer atmospheric chemistry field project in central Illinois in 1979, unusual high concentrations of C1A1 and other earth crust elements were observed simultaneously in two sites, and two aerosol samples collected at sites separately, 20 kilometers apart. The C1A2 event persisted for about 32 hours and was accompanied by winds shifting from east to north, a weak low pressure, and moving eastwards across the Illinois, and a mass nearly stationary front moved back and forth across the study area. Comparison of aerosol S1A1, I don't know if they are, and the ratio during the event, and those possible sources showed that local soils, coal flush, and A1 smelter emissions were unlikely sources of the observed plume. When it's going into the details of what's in these shocking chemtrails, and he has a whole massive list here of all the elements involved there. So rocket launchers is one thing. These chemtrails, where they're put into civilian aircraft and spraying the hell out of the American public, is one of them is aluminium jet fuel additives. Why add nanoparticles? The idea, says lead author R.B. Anand, an associate professor of mechanical engineering at the National Institute of Technology in India, is that because of their high surface-to-volume ratio, the nanoparticles, which in the study had an average diameter of 51 billions of a meter, have more reactive surfaces, allowing them to act as more efficient chemical catalysts, thus increasing fuel combustion. and killing us at the same time. The presence of the particles also increases fuel air mixture in the fuel, which leads to a more complete burning. In the study, Anand and the co-author, Ashar of India, first used a mechanical agitator to create an emulsion, blah, 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 from one of these tests. And this is article that's very detailed. I didn't think they were that detailed. And this is atmospheric sources of barium. But anyway, we're going to turn Lee on to explain this in layman's terms. This has been going on, weather modification and geoengineering has been going on for 100 years, but intensively for 70 years. And it's never really been discussed anywhere. And it has to be brought out because it's the missing link in this global warming realm. None of them were mentioned. Not a word out of Al Gore. That's, oh, no. And like the problem about global warming and climate change, the right wing don't believe it, and the left lap it up like it was an essential vitamin. And you get two extremes of opinions. But the missing link is this geoengineering that governments have been using for years and years and years, climate manipulation, and also geoengineering the population, the soils, the climate, the foods. It's just shocking. But we bring here, and I'm not doing justice to him by reading that, but technical article, we bring to you, Leon, very soon, and he will explain very well these things. And one other article on geoengineering, long denounced as conspiracy theory, now openly advocated by Harvard scientists to alter the climate. Well, of course they would. An article by Vicky Gatz, Natural News. It seems that proponents of geoengineering are realizing that they can't hide their sinister plans behind the mask of conspiracy theories forever, and are now opting to try to persuade the masses that chemtrails are all part of their plan to protect the Earth. Can you believe the brass neck of these people? As we all know, those of us who have been aware of chemtrails and geoengineering efforts for quite some time have consistently been disparaged and silenced. Now, instead of continuing to deny the existence of these actions, scientists have taken to the media to declare they are just beginning to experiment with spraying aerosols into the atmosphere, supposedly to combat climate change. That's absolute crap. The brass neck of these people, in Boston, paid shills, 90% scientists. To get an independent scientist, it's hell of a job. Funnily enough, the same news sites which shared this breaking story in mid-April 2017 in the Daily Mail in the UK also published an article declaring that chemtrails were fake not too long ago. Apparently they've had a change of heart. Chemtrails are now suddenly a tool to save the planet. Well, it was like the banks stealing money out here in Kent for the country's benefit. Right? As the Daily Mail now admits, Harvard scientists have announced that they will be using aerosol sprays in the sky, reportedly in an effort to gain control over the Earth's climate. Some scientists already believe that the effects of this could be catastrophic. Surprise, surprise. Damn right it is. The Harvard researchers say that the so-called first-of-its-kind experiment, although bare-faced line, it's been on for 100 years, will likely begin somewhere next year. Of course, this is not really the first time scientists will be spraying aerosols into the atmosphere. It was just the first time they actually admitted it. The EPA whistleblower Michael Davis, who served with the agency for 16 years and worked for the National Pollution Discharge Emission Systems Program Branch. Okay, came forward early this year to expose these lies. Anyway, we've got a caller, and Ken in Fort Worth, okay? Hello?
Yeah, if you go to Amazon Books and put in USS Liberty, there's a lot of books about the Liberty.
I'm not dealing with that today, by the way. Where did you get
barely
that?
Understand. Yeah, just go to Amazon and put in USS Liberty, and there's quite a few books about it. And I was at the Fort Worth Public Library last week, and they got this little box where you can, do you want more time? Yes, you don't know. Anyway, I put the box come up when I had that on the screen, and it started crawling across the screen like somebody's watching me and don't want me to watch it.
Well, that's anyway, not surprising to me if you went to an Amazon site. There was a special program on RBN. John Stadler gave up his program time last year.
Yeah, anyway, if you wanted, you can track him down if you want to, okay, guys?
Okay, we'll do that, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay, he's gone. Okay, watch out. Okay. I'm sorry, folks. It's a fragmented program today. It's technical problems on my end, totally my end. It's my fault. And some of my delivery today is fragmented as well. But not a very well-prepared program, but we'll improve next week, and et cetera. But anyway, we're reading here about this massive propaganda where they're trying to now say chemtrails are for your benefit. Well, aluminium, barium, which are deadly to the human, humans and animals, that's all our benefit. They were saying Davis, this guy who's a whistleblower, is not the only scientist who has concerns about consequences or attempted climate control. The controversial technique of using aerosol sprays to block the sun's rays could yield catastrophic consequences. Not only would carbon dioxide continue to build up, but some researchers say that we would even need to stop spraying the aerosols, perhaps because the damage done to the environment as the compounds fail to fall to the ground, it could inevitably lead to expedited global shift. Of course, the veterinary profession, aided by the pharmaceutical industry, gave it 27 different names, and the Department of Agriculture and Development were chasing 27 different sources, which were totally false. I mean, that's the kind of propaganda that went on here in Britain about 15 years ago. As the Daily Mail explains, in the past, researchers were at least focused on using non-reactive compounds. I don't know what that means. Funnily enough, referencing past research clearly shows that geoengineering is not new. Sure, it's not. The use of non-reactive compounds, it's weaponizing chemicals in nature. That's another way of describing it. The use of non-reactive compounds was first investigated as a way to minimize damage to the ozone layer, but researchers are now throwing caution to the wind. Instead, well, they're owned and run by the pharma industry. Instead of trying to minimize the reactivity of aerosols, we wanted a material, we wanted a material that is highly reactive, but in a way that would avoid ozone destruction. Well, that would be a miracle, said co-author Frank Kutch, T-U-T-S-C-H. The researchers are reportedly now focusing on calcite, C-A-L-C-I-T-E, which is a fairly reactive compound found in limestone. This is an odd choice because when calcite breaks down, it produces carbon dioxide, which is what climate change enthusiasts generally claim for climate change to begin with. Blame for climate change to begin with. Calcite is known for doing this in the presence of an acid, specifically diluted hydrochloric acid. And as research has documented, this acid is present in the Earth's atmosphere anyway. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration explains carbon dioxide belongs to a category of gases known as greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are considered to be one of the factors for global warming. Well, we wouldn't have growth of vegetables or fruit if we didn't have carbon dioxide. Well, the scientists stand up and tell the basic truth. No way. But the other one relates to this, and we're all gruesome stories here. We this geoengineering, polluted food, GMO foods, and then just to really nail us down completely, cell phones definitely cause brain tumors. Italian, case has gone to the Italian courts on this. One of the great saviors of the world, which is made illegal in America, is hemp, industrial hemp. It's something like 7,000 uses. It's a miracle food. And it says it's now being gradually introduced to the United States. Most of the hemp sold in the United States is grown in Canada. But it is a stunning, absolutely stunning product. I could bring somebody on who can really talk about this subject. But hemp is a good news story, 1,000% industrial hemp, not the drug. But they're saying here a devastating blow to soy as processors, as Chinese shoppers dump GMOs. Well, it's good that China is running against GMOs. I read the story briefly before the break. Is the GMO soy industry finally feeling the burn? It seems that it is, at least in China. Chinese consumers are pushing back against GMOs, and as a result, the GMO soy oil industry is taking a massive hit. Soy oil is the most popular cooking oil in China, or at least it was the most popular cooking oil. As the nation's shoppers grow more savvy, fewer and fewer of the Chinese are putting GMO products on their grocery lists. Until they suffer shocking pollution from air pollution in China, at least wising up to what is good food. Soy oil accounts for approximately 36% of all cooking oils in China. Estimates suggest that soy oil is used in Chinese kitchens at a rate 3 times higher than that of most popular cooking oil. Most soy oil is made using GMO soybeans that are imported. But as time trudges on, consumers are realizing that GMOs may not be as safe as they've been purported to do. Well, we know how deadly they are, that's for sure. Anyway, we'll continue this after a short run after the break. We'll be back in Q&A.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're coming back in again, and just apologize to Sam and to listeners for the fragmented transmission from my end. It's my fault. I'll be back with my new internet from my new location this next Saturday, and we won't have those problems then. I have a better prepared program as well, but we're moving stuff around. We're moving the hell, moving house, absolute hell. But anyway, there's some saying here about the Chinese rejecting GMO. Very good news. We've got some allies on our side. It seems that savvy shoppers are seeking to replace soy oil with non-GMO alternatives, and the number of consumers looking for substitute replacements is growing. Data from a Nielsen survey, I've been using Nielsen surveys for years when I worked on Unilever, for pretty accurate, taken last year revealed that 70% of Chinese consumers limited or avoided certain ingredients in their food, and a whopping 57% of them named GMO ingredients as undesirable. Very good. It's a wonder the Chinese government is not forcing GMOs on them. A supply chain director for RMAC, Chinese guy Johnny Allen, says that just a few years ago it was relatively rare for a customer to ask for GMO-free oil. Back then, GMO-free oil made up about 10 to 20% of what shoppers asked for. Now it is much higher. Chinese people are not alone in their desire to have GMO-free food. A recent survey of 1,000 American adults led by Consumer Reports National Research Center revealed that some 70% of Americans do not want GMO ingredients. Well, 75-80% of American farmers are producing GMO food. But they ever start in their own backyard and do something about it. The same survey revealed that 92% of Americans want their products that contain GMO ingredients to bear a label. Oh, yeah, to be labeled GMO. We know the struggle that's happened on GMO labeling. Clearly indicates their GMO status. When consumers are made aware they're eating GMOs, most of them deliberately choose to avoid them, warned lab science director Mike Adams, as aka the Health Ranger, an expert in forensic food analysis and contamination. And certainly is the only way the biotech industry can keep selling their toxic products to trick people into eating them by making sure foods aren't labeled correctly. It is clear that GMOs are falling out of favor with the general public in countries and in continents across the world. Some 60 nations already have stringent labeling laws that require manufacturers to label any products that contain GMO ingredients. And the article finishes up here by saying, some of the top concerns about GMO ingredients revolve around their safety, both for humans and the environment, as consumers report. Some animal studies suggest that GMO may cause damage to the immune system, liver and kidneys. Well, sterility, cancer, starvation, and death, that's what you're headed to, GMO. There haven't been enough research to determine whether GMOs are harmful to people. I don't think there's been plenty, says Michael Hansen, PhD, senior scientific and consumer union and an authority on genetic engineering, really. But scientists around the world agree that GMOs have the potential to introduce allergens and create other unintended consequences. Well, screw up your digestion system, and absolutely you'll die a slow death. That's absolutely for sure. But anyway, we got through today's program on a BlackBerry, and I apologize for that. But as I say, we should be back next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.